Hello, my name is Nicole Carlson, and welcome to Money Mindset and Manifestation for the High Performer. We talk about manifesting all the things, how to get a life where you have all the things. And I'm not just talking about manifesting money and manifesting our business and manifesting our soulmate and manifesting the health that we want. I'm talking about manifesting true happiness, true connection while getting all the things, right? Because I believe that your soul wants all the things. Your soul wants to go bigger, live bigger, be that person that you know that you are capable of becoming. So I know that to get that, you need to be connected to yourself, to your soul, to your desires. And that's what we're talking about here, because I've lived that life where I had all the things on the surface, the house, the husband, the money, the career, the cars, all the things. But inside, I just felt like I was dying. I had panic attacks, anxiety attacks, all these things, and I needed to heal from those things. So I want you to have it all. And I want you to be fully, completely fulfilled while having it all, because none of that's worth it if you aren't truly happy. So tune in and let's get started. Okay. Oh my God. I'm so excited. I think I might have just outsmarted not only Facebook, but all of the internet. So what I'm doing is I'm going live from three different devices on three different platforms, and I'm recording this for my podcast. Oh, fucking brilliant. Okay. And not only that, is I've outsmarted Texas, because Texas, if you don't know, one day it's 80 degrees and the next day it's 30 degrees. So I have my thermal shorts. If you're on Instagram, you can see this, and my snowboarding socks. So I'm prepared for anything. Okay, let me see if I'm live on Facebook, and let me see if I can share. Okay, awesome, awesome. There's no title, bad Facebook. Let's see if I can put a title in here. Thank you for not putting that title. Being sarcastic, edit post, title. Nope, that's not the title. Okay, Facebook kind of outsmarted me there. So, oh, wait, hang on. Somebody's on Instagram. Say hi if you're on Instagram. I do not know who that is. Let me know where you are watching from. So excited. Okay, so Wednesday's live. Grab this title. This is so awesome. Okay, let me share this. Okay, putting the title in. Who's on Facebook? Let me know that you are here. And that you can hear me and see me. I see that there's two people on Facebook, one person on Instagram. Okay. All right. So let's chat. Let's chat. So put in the comments what you want to manifest. Do you want to manifest your soulmate? Do you want to manifest money in your business? These are the two things that I mostly talk about. I'm going to also share this to my group because I'm not in enough places. Okay, awesome. Look at that. Okay. So, here's the one thing that is stopping you from a breakthrough, right? So, it's that you are not matching what you want energetically, right? So, what happens is that we have certain beliefs that keep us from showing up. It's not that we're procrastinators. It's not that we have
adrenal fatigue. It's not that we have all these things. Like, they are actual issues, right? But here's the thing. It's our beliefs, and it's our beliefs around what's happened to us in the past. So for me, right? So for me, when I was going through the 4 years of chronic pain, right? And then I healed myself. Those 4 years, all of that trauma in my body, seeing myself too many places, all of that trauma in my body, all of that pain, right? Started to give me this belief that I can't handle things, that I can't, like, am I gonna, and I started to question my abilities. Am I going to be able to take on another client? Am I going to be able to show up throughout a launch and not, you know, putter out? Am I going to be able to be consistent in my business? Which, if you've been following me for a while, you must think that this is absolutely absurd that I was thinking this, right? But there's a level of energy that you have to bring to the table to be able to manifest your soulmate, to be able to manifest money in your business, to be able to manifest that next client, to be able to manifest, you know, selling your high ticket. There's this level of energy. And if you aren't getting this result, right? If you aren't manifesting your soulmate, if you're manifesting dates but not manifesting your soulmate, you're manifesting people who won't commit, all of these things. You're manifesting a little bit of money in your business, but you're not manifesting like the 20K, the 50K months, or whatever it is your next goal is, right? Then that is a reflection of the energy that you're bringing to the table, and that is a reflection of your beliefs, and that is a reflection of what actually needs to be healed, right? And there's a lot of shifts that we can make, and a lot of times we will say, okay, like, this is what I want, I just need a better strategy. This is what I want, I just need more balance. This is what I want, I just need X. But it's a lot more than that, right? It's about being fully healed. And I want to preface this by saying, you have probably already been doing the healing work. You have probably already been doing tons of healing work and probably have already healed in a lot of ways. But if you still aren't getting the result that you want, then there's something that needs to shift. And it all will center around healing, right? But you need someone who is going to be able to work with you on the healing part of it, on the belief and the mindset part of it, on the action part of it, and on actually getting the result. Who is on Instagram? I'm at this point. Where, oh, okay, awesome. I don't know who that is. who's on Facebook? Let me know. Say hi if you are here. And type in what you want to manifest. Money, soulmate, type that into the comments so I can see who it is and what you're trying to manifest, right? And a lot of times we'll either have these beliefs that we can't handle this, or we start to question ourselves. We start to question whether or not this is the right time. Whether or not we have enough, we've been out in the market long enough, if we have a good enough positioning to sign that high ticket client, if we have worked on our message enough, if you are questioning if your dreams and desires are for you right now, then there's work that needs to be done. Because 100% me on Facebook Amy, woo! 100%, you are supposed, if you feel, right, if you feel in your body that you are supposed to be making 20K months and you aren't making 20K months, if you feel like you're supposed to be making 50K months, if you feel like you are supposed to be manifesting your soulmate and living with your soulmate, then that's supposed to happen right now. That is available to you right now. And your soul is telling you to go out and get that right now. Right? So, stop questioning yourself. Start moving forward and taking this action that you know will get the result. And I hate it when someone says what I just said to you, stop doing this, right? Because it is a process. It is a process, right? So you have to first make this decision that you are going to stop doing that thing. And then when you make that decision, then you have to go through the process, right? Because you can't just stop. Like, stop making no money in your business and start making 20K. Like, you can't just stop. You've got to work through these layers that I've just described, right? So the other day, I made a decision. Amy's going to be so excited. I made a decision that I was going to compete in my fourth bodybuilding competition in 17 and a half weeks. Right? I made a decision. And with that decision, now I need to go and do the work. Right? Do you see how that works? You make this decision that you're no longer available for emotionally unavailable men. Right? You make this decision that you're no longer available to not get what you want. You make this decision that you are going to lose that weight permanently, right? And then when you make that decision from your soul, it has to be made from your desires, right? It has to be made from your desires. And once you make that decision, then you go and do the work. You hire the coach. You hire the business coach that can help you get to 20K, 50K months, right? You hire the weight loss coach. That, like Amy, you hire Amy. Plus, shameless plug for Amy, who's in the comments right now. I cannot say your last name. I'm not gonna lie. You make that decision and you start doing the work. You hire the coach. You start working through this process. And the coach that you need to hire is the coach that aligns with your desires, that sees your next level, right? They see you rising up. They see how everything needs to unfold for you, right? You can't just hire a strategy coach. You've got to hire a coach that can see your next level and see what needs to shift for you to reach that next level. But the one thing that you need to finally break through this year is to manifest this level of energy for what you desire. And I remember, it's okay. As long as I'm plugging you, Amy, right? As long as I'm plugging you. Hi, Phil. Woo! Welcome. I remember, let's see, when I started my, even, I guess, for a long time, I didn't have a desire for money. I thought things like, oh, I just need enough to quit my job. I just need enough to be okay. I just need, you know, and I never really had a desire for money because that is wrong, right? But we've been taught that the love of money is the root of all evil. And so we squish our desire, right? We push that desire down because, and we also say things like, oh, I don't care about the money. I just want to impact people, right? Your soul desires money. Your soul desires money because you know that to impact people in the way that you need to impact people, you've got to be financially supported. Right? It's the same as being supported by your health. Right? Saying I don't want money is like saying I don't care about my health, right? You need support. You need your health to support you. You need to be financially backed, right, to support you in your mission. You've got to start saying yes to your desires. And I remember I did not have a desire for money. Right? I was taught the same thing that you guys are taught. That, you know, you don't need that. That's too much. And so I pushed down my desire for money. So it took a long time for me to desire money. And this is something I'm still working on. Get out of the closet. I did not hit her, by the way. Totally, that's why politicians need money to impact. Impact is hard to do without funds. Yeah. Right? And it's especially if you are a coach and you know that you have this message for the world, you need to allow yourself to desire money, right? So here's a great example. I don't really have a desire to eat a cheeseburger and fries. I don't have a desire to go out and eat fast food. I don't have a desire to eat a bunch of unhealthy shit. Because I have primed my mind to crave healthy foods, to eat healthy. And I've been working on this for 20 years, right? She wants attention. That's what she's doing. So I've primed my mind to desire eating healthy, right? It isn't impossible, just much, much harder. Yeah. So why are you punishing yourself by not allowing yourself to want money? Why are you punishing yourself by not allowing that desire for money to grow? Right? And if you've read the book, Think and Grow Rich, he talks about this being the first thing that you need. You need desire for money in order to get money. You need desire for money in order to get money, right? Who's read that book? Type in the comments book if you've read that book. I'm just curious who's read that. I remember reading that in 2019 and I was like, oh fuck, I have no desire. I don't care about making money. I care about impact. Cat abuse. I did not hit her. she's Basil. She just loves attention. And I'm talking and I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Yeah, she loves attention. If she was a person, she would also be on every platform right now, right? So you got to allow this desire inside of you to grow. But to do that, you've got to be healed. You've got to work on your healing around your past trauma, right? You've got to be, not only do you have to heal, you have to build up the belief in yourself that you can handle this, right? This is what we talk about. This is how people talk, what people talk about alignment and being a vibrational match. This is what this all means, broken down. Everything has to be aligned. Your strategy, your beliefs, your healing, all of that has to be in alignment, right? So to get what you want, you have to bring that level of energy to the table. And if you don't have that level of energy, you've got to make that decision. Are you going to keep doing what you're doing, stay where you are, or are you going to rise up? Okay, So I am also going to type in to Facebook comments two things. The 5-day challenge to manifest your soulmate, which is also in my bio in Instagram, right? The Nicole Carlson, or you can look up Money Mindset and Manifestation Coach if you're on YouTube. So the 5-day challenge to manifest your soulmate is next week. It is Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. It is amazing. People have gotten transformational results in that, and I hope you can make it. The other thing is, why is this giving me community standards? I don't care. What's the other thing? What else I got? Okay. The other thing is my course, The Ultimate Manifesting Bootcamp, is now open for enrollment. So if you have wanted to get into this for a while, it is now open again. It is so transformational. Like, all my stuff is transformational. We're going to walk you through every single, I feel like there's 8 steps to manifestation, but I'm very logical in manifestation teaching, right? I know what it took for me to manifest my healing, and I know what it took for me to manifest my soulmate in 2019, right? And I broke it down into 8 very logical steps. So if you are not manifesting on a very high level and you are ready for expansion and you're ready for healing and you're ready for this energetic alignment to manifest your soulmate and manifest money in your business, I would definitely hop into there because it's going to be life-changing for you. And I think that's it. So I will see you guys tomorrow. I think I'm going to be tomorrow on at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. And if everyone will just send me or put in the comments, a heart, a like, some kind of emoji, I would really appreciate that because that will boost my algorithm and help me get my message out to millions. And I will see you guys on the next Facebook Live, Instagram Live, and YouTube Live. Love you guys. Mwah. Bye. Hey guys, thank you so much for being here with me today. And everything that we talked about is over in the show notes, including ways that we can stay in touch. And if you enjoyed this episode, please hit subscribe and go over to the comments and leave me a little comment because that would mean the world to me. And I will see you guys on the next episode.